Let's go ahead and get started, please. We're expecting Commissioner Fish, but he's not here yet. Good morning and welcome to the November 6th meeting of the Portland City Council. Carla, would you please call the roll?
Novick?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish? Saltzman?
Here.
Hales?
Here. We have a couple of sadnesses to commemorate, unfortunately, this morning, and I'd like to start first with a moment of silence to mourn the passing of Reserve Officer Robert Lipke in Oregon City. Being a police officer is always challenging and dangerous work, and unfortunately, occasionally, an officer is put in a situation, as he was, where they make the ultimate sacrifice. And I've reached out to Mayor Doug Neely and the members of the Oregon City City Council to let them know that our community cares about their loss and that we are all with them. So could we please take a moment of silence in honor of Mr. Lipke? Thank you. Commissioner Saltzman, I believe you have a moment that you'd like us to participate in as well.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. Today, the flag of the City of Portland is lowered at half-staff in honor of Abubakar Mahdi. This is the 11th time that we have lowered the city flag since 2009 to honor children who have died from abuse, neglect, or homicidal violence. Abubakar had just celebrated his 15th birthday a few days before he was fatally shot on October 11th. He was a first-year student at Franklin High School and loved to play basketball. He had recently returned from his parents' native country of Somalia and had enjoyed the immersion into Somali culture. His family was eager to see Abubakar graduate high school and go on to college. Our thoughts are with his family, friends, and loved ones. And today we are joined by Abubakar's family and by Mosi Alal from the Somali American Council of Oregon, who would like to make a few remarks.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Commissioner Novick, Commissioner Fritz, Mayor Hales, Commissioner Salzman, and Commissioner Fish. I've talked to Mr. Abubakar Mahdi's father, and I've been asked when your office approached me to ask him a few things that can remember their child. I've been involved in the community for the last 3 years. It's been one of the hardest issue that I have to deal with. I have to go to at night at the hospital and help the parents to go through this. And for him to tell me this, one of the hardest, after he told me the line of things that he wants to be mentioned about his son, what he added was still stays with me. He said he left his former country because of the violence, only for his son to be met a bullet in our streets of Portland. And that was words that are still stuck with me, coming from a father to a father. This is a tip of the iceberg. About 2 years ago, I've been talking about this problem that come to our community. Our community are united and working together today, unlike what it was in the past. And this is diaspora throughout the country. And just last night, I got a call from Minneapolis that they have elected the first city commissioner for Somali American. And that's a unity. He received 95% of the vote from Somali community. And that's what I wanted the city of Portland to understand and to realize that and to work directly with the community. As a parent, we already contacted with the Portland Police and Office of Crime Prevention. And we'd like to that to work also the commissioner and the mayors to work with us and to prevent another child to go through this. Thank you very much for your time. If you have any questions, I can answer it.
Did you wish to say something?
No, actually, I will only add one point. Abubakar died, and every one of us will die one day. But that was not a happy ending. That's I would like to share with you guys. Thank you.
Now I'd ask that we have a moment of silence in honor of Abubakar Mahdi. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming this morning, and Commissioner Saltzman, thank you. Before we begin the council calendar, we also have a proclamation this morning. And Rachel, I'm not sure if Michelle Romanek has arrived or not. But there she is. Michelle, come on up, please. I'll read this proclamation and give Michelle a chance to speak as an advocate for prevention and cure of a disease that's stalking too many of our fellow citizens. Whereas in 2013, an estimated 45,220 people will be diagnosed with pancreatic cancer in the United States, and 38,460 will die from the disease. And whereas pancreatic cancer is one of the deadliest cancers, the fourth leading cause of cancer death in the United States, and is the only major cancer with a five-year relative survival rate in the single digits at just 6%. And whereas symptoms of pancreatic cancer present themselves in its late stage, and 73% of pancreatic cancer patients die within the first year of their diagnosis, while 94% of pancreatic cancer patients die within the first 5 years. And whereas pancreatic cancer is the third leading cause of cancer deaths in Oregon, and approximately 520 deaths will occur in Oregon this year. And whereas the incident and death rate for pancreatic cancer are increasing, and pancreatic cancer is anticipated to move from the fourth to the second leading cause of cancer death in the United States by 2020. And whereas the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network is the national organization serving the pancreatic cancer community in the city of Portland and nationwide through a comprehensive approach that includes public policy, research funding, patient services, and public awareness and education related to developing effective treatments and a cure for pancreatic cancer. And whereas the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network and its affiliate in the city of Portland support those patients currently battling pancreatic cancer, as well as to those who've lost their lives to the disease and are committed to nothing less than a cure. And whereas the good health and well-being of the residents of the city of Portland are enhanced as a direct result of increased awareness about pancreatic cancer and research into early detection, causes, and effective treatments. Therefore, I, Charlie Hales, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim the month of November 2013 to be Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this month. So welcome, Michelle. Some thoughts and tell us what your network is working on.
Well, the Portland affiliate would like to thank the City of Portland and Mayor Hales for making the proclamation for us this month. The Pancreatic Cancer Action Network is a nationwide organization that has three main objectives: to advance research, support patients, and create hope. And today, this proclamation has helped give hope to those here in Oregon. Pancreatic cancer is the fourth leading cancer killer in the U.S., but actually here in Oregon, it's number three. And so our organization, our affiliate, works really hard to help raise awareness, raise funds to help put an end to this deadly cancer. This past Saturday, we actually had our Purple Stride fundraiser walk here at the World Trade Center downtown. We walked the waterfront, and the numbers are still coming in, but we believe we've currently raised around $80,000. So we're very proud of that. Later this month, we're going to have our Purple Light Vigil at Directors Park here in downtown Portland. It's a ceremony where we remember those that we've lost to pancreatic cancer and honor those that are currently fighting this terrible disease. That will be held on November 24th, and if anyone is interested, they can visit purplelight.org for more information. Thank you.
Mayor, may I ask a quick
question?
Please. Thank you for being with us. I lost my dad to a combination of lung cancer and prostate cancer, so I know a little bit about the science of those cancers. What triggers pancreatic cancer? What are the risk factors for pancreatic cancer?
They're still doing research to try to determine those factors. I know they believe diet could have a lot to do with it, smoking, eating certain foods. I know I read an article that's trying to put a link between pancreatic cancer and diet sodas. So we have a lot of, our organization is raising money for research so we can determine what are the factors that are causing this disease. I know by the time it's diagnosed in most people, it has spread and that there is nothing that can be done. I know my own father was diagnosed the first weekend in October, and then he passed away 50 days later, right before Thanksgiving. So by the time they found it in his body, it had spread to his liver, and the doctors just told him sorry. And they told him to go home and get his affairs in order. And unfortunately, that is what we hear from a lot of the people that we work with in our organization, how their loved ones get the diagnosis and they're told just to go home and, you know, say goodbye to everybody and get your affairs in order.
I'm sorry for your loss, and thank you for the explanation.
Yeah, thank you for taking your loss and turning it into advocacy. And that's a service to a lot of people. We happen to live in a city with a great research institution, OHSU, that's doing great work on cancer. And I hope that your advocacy and their science come together.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
I'll bring you this.
Well,